When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
While most of my audience is like terminally online, y'all understand the internet very well. Like, I'm not talking to people that just don't really understand internet. Y'all generally don't exist in the same cracks and crevices that I do in the internet. I don't say that as a diss. I just say that as a matter of observation and a fact. You know, this is just who the audience I got. And I'm proud and love each and every one of y'all to the extent that I possibly can. But we just exist in different spaces. I am clearly introducing you to things that you ain't never heard of. I had somebody reply to me on Twitter saying they had never heard of Nas and they was going to do their homework on his back catalog, which is great. I'm glad I was able to introduce to you a living legend. You know what I'm saying? But that is evidence to me that like, okay, yeah, nah, y'all, my audience, y'all not a good percentage of y'all not really from where I'm from. Now, that's not to say that those that are don't reply. It's just a lot of them already know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And don't feel the need to reply to me. The point is, apparently I'm introducing a lot of y'all to some of this stuff, which means this. I need to introduce y'all to, if you don't know who SZA is, R&B singer, female, she's like heir to the throne as far as like this new gen of like black female singers. You know, like you got your Jasmine Sullivans of the world. Obviously, Beyonce's the queen. Her, right? So her's the name of the singer. Okay. When Jasmine Sullivan and her sang at the Super Bowl, I think that was last year, people like all of a sudden being like, who are these? And we're like, oh, what do you mean? That's our girl. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, SZA, she's on TDE. And as Kendrick transitions from being, you know, on the label into his own like PG Lane thing, she becomes, I mean, essentially the flagship, you know, artist for them. The point I'm bringing her up is that she's in this like neck and neck race with LeBron James. Follow me. If you in Black Twitter, you already know where I'm going with this. Both of them just be unnecessarily lying about stuff. And it's funny. It's funny to us because we're like, why is you lying about this? Like lying about unnecessary things. And there was memes going around when LeBron talked about how he was on Migos like super early. Oh, man, I was on Migos, man. I was trying to tell the homies like, y'all got to get on this back in 2011. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get on this. Right. But the thing is, the mixtape he was trying to put everybody on didn't come out until a year later. So it was like, nigga, why is you lying about this, right? So then fools just started like finding all these clips of Bron just like unnecessarily. Like, nigga, you're the greatest player in the league right now. Like, why is you lying about this? And it became funny. right? So, and then Fool started comparing him to SZA because she just be saying some outlandish stuff in these interviews. And people are like, what? SZA, we love you. We already approve of you. Like, what is you? Why are you doing this? And again, if you know anything about Black people, like, there's very few things we take serious. Nothing is safe with us. When y'all saw the new, this is a few weeks later, but again, y'all not in our circles. If y'all saw the new MLK statue that was unveiled in Boston. Now, here's the thing, man. I'm an artist. You never want your art dragged or misunderstood. That's probably the most painful thing you could ever say. And this particular sculptor is actually a world-renowned, excellent sculptor. And what he tried to do was this picture of the arms of the sculpture, you know, of the arms of MLK, Martin Luther King Jr. and Claretta Scott King, this photo of them when he won the Nobel Peace Prize and they were hugging. The problem is, as you walk around the thing, the sculpture kind of looked like either Martin showing what that mouth do or Claretta is holding his junk. And so that's just how it looks as you spin around the sculpture. And listen, when I tell you nobody is safe with Black people, we were dragged because it's funny. I don't care who it is. The sculpture look ridiculous. We don't take the... Listen, nobody is safe. We will laugh at anything because it's if it's funny, we gonna laugh. Remember what I tried to tell y'all about when the queen died? Fuck, that's somebody's grandma. Like, I don't care. It's funny. That's just... Is it a trauma response? Is it coping mechanism? Probably. You probably right. The point is, that's just how we do stuff. It's funny to us. And I told you before, I'm pretty sure I told you before, how the collective zeitgeist of Black culture, when if we don't laugh, worry when we ignore you. Worry when you're not even a blip on our radar. That's really how you know we done. It's like you don't even show up in the feed. We don't even care enough to crack jokes about you no more. Generally means, yeah, that's when you gotta worry. It's like we don't even care, you know. SZA we care about, but she just Brian we care about, but y'all just be lying. And it's funny to us. At some point, somebody gonna lean back and be like, yo, come get this girl. You ever heard the phrase, man, take this fool's phone away from them. Like, somebody take this fool's phone. Like, just come get your, yo, whose man's is this? And why is you still unnecessarily lying? You already got the job. I think you know where I'm going with this. Yo, whose man's is this? Can we talk about George Santos? Politics, yo! Whose man's is this? Yo, 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 whose man's is this? Yo.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Whose man's is this? Yo.
Okay, listen. First of all, we've all done it. No, listen, don't lie to me. Don't lie to your podcast feed right now. Don't lie to yourself. We have all done it. Somebody to name some band, some album, some group. And when you was young, and probably even now, you pretended like you actually knew who the hell they was talking about. When you was younger, you was doing some like, oh, no, I like their first record. Listen, don't lie to me. You can't tell me. You haven't at some point been like, oh, yeah, no, I heard of him. Oh, I heard the name. Man, I can't remember the... I heard the name, though. Like, fool, you ain't heard the name. You cannot tell me that you don't remember at some point some fool at school being like, oh, I got a girl. She go to another school, though. She don't go to our school. She go to another school. Oh, you didn't meet her. Oh, I met her over the summer. Yeah, y'all probably don't know her, though. You can't tell me you ain't walked back to the lunch tables and you just embellished, you know what I'm saying, your whole backstory. Listen, if you was like me and you moved a lot, you had a chance to pull up to a new school and you could create your own backstory. Don't you tell me you ain't at some point created a brand new backstory. You cap. That's, you know you have. But most of us got sense enough to make sure that if we cap it like this, just out here lying, that they are not easily verifiable facts or lies. That it's not with an effortless of with the easiest of Googles, we can prove that you lying. Hopefully, if you lied about something, it's something as trivial, as ridiculous as, yes, I've heard of the pencil shakes. Listen, because I was an underground hip hop fan, as many times as I have made up names of band of rappers and been like, yo, you heard of, you know what I'm saying? You're a young shooter dope. And they're like, oh, yeah, nah, man, that fool dope. It's like, nigga, I made that shit up. You don't know what I'm talking about. Right? Or as many times as somebody has done that to me that I had to finally learn to be like, wait a minute, I'll be doing that to everybody. So like, nah, I ain't heard of them. Oh, you ain't up on this? And then you get all worried when they like, damn, fool, you ain't heard of that fool? Dang. Then you feel like a sucker. So you be like, well, I think I heard the name. Listen. Don't ever cap in stuff that's easily verifiable as false. Now, you done lied on your resume, maybe. You know what I'm saying? You done, like, zhuzhed up a bit. You feel me? Like, I just learned that word, zhuzhed up a bit. But not on some shit that's easily verifiable. And from where I'm from, that type of false flagging, if it's unnecessary stuff, stuff that don't really matter, it's just funny. Then we just think you a weirdo and everybody know not to just, don't nobody tell you they business. Like, all right, this, I don't know. Look, homie, and he just unnecessarily lying. So just like, don't believe nothing this nigga say. You know what I'm saying? But when it's around stuff that matters, I say false flagging, that's some particular gang talk when you claim in a set you're not really from. When you go to that hood and don't nobody know you. That gets you mocked. Like, that is very, very, very dangerous. You rep a hood that don't nobody know you in. Oh, this is dangerous. Like, you are stepping into some stuff that'll get you laid, and not in the good way. Yeah, if you know what I mean. I'm stupid. I don't know where that guy came from. Listen, and you can't lie on a resume to the extent that you've shown some sort of expertise and they like, oh, okay, dope. Here go this project. And you don't know what the hell you doing. Listen, I don't know what George Santos' long game was, but big homie, you in the dough now. What the hell you gonna do when they start calling you on the expertise you say you got? But yeah, I have often wondered, as many times as I've sent in resumes or CVs or, you know, job applications, I have often wondered if these employers actually check the references. I know in my field with touring and music and hip hop, specifically in music, there's this thing called Polestar, right? And Polestar is a reference to this database of something that's called hard ticket sales. There's two things in the music business. It's called hard ticket sales and soft ticket sales. Soft ticket sales are like if you get booked for a festival. Okay, my name is on this poster for this festival. I cannot put on my resume that I sold 30,000 tickets. No, I didn't sell 30,000 tickets. I may have performed at an event that had 30,000 people, but was they at my stage? No, nigga, you was on the side stage at 3:30 p.m. And if you've ever been to a festival, if you get that 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock slot, listen, don't post no pictures. Because can I keep it real with you? I done played that 12 o'clock slot on the main stage before. It's cool to say you on the main stage, nigga, but ain't nobody out there. Ain't nobody watching. It's blazing hot. Ain't nobody watching your set. You out. This is a rehearsal. This is a rehearsal with an amazing sound. That's what this is. That 2 o'clock, maybe people start from. If you could get that, if you're not the headliner, but you could get that 6, 7:30, you know what I'm saying? That 5:36, 7:30 when the sun's starting to come down, you got a nice little crowd in front of you. Now that you could start talking about. You feel me? Now, if you headlining this festival, then you could start putting this on your resume. But those are still called soft ticket sales. Hard ticket sales are tour dates. This is my name on this flyer for Thursday night at this event. This crowd is coming for me. I sold this many tickets in this market, in this city, on this night. So whatever venue you're at, they report to, and now, luckily now it's automated. It used to not be automated. You used to have to make sure that the promoter did this, submitted those numbers. But if it's a registered music venue, if I sold 100 tickets, 200 tickets, 500 tickets, I think for me, the most I've ever had registered on there was, I think for myself, I sold 800 tickets. That was the most I've ever sold for myself. There was one where I co-headlined and we sold 1,100 tickets. And then there's times where like I was like first support or whatever, where we tried to co-headline. But the truth is, I know these people were there for us. That was at the House of Blues in Anaheim, where it was 1,500 tickets, right? But that 1,500 tickets doesn't go under me. It goes under a line that's like direct support, but that goes for the headliner. And Polestar is going to say that's a co-headline. So if I go to a room, if I come to a city, my manager, my booking agent hits them up and there's like, hey, we want to bring Prop in. You know, he did 1,600 tickets in this place. Can you get him this room? The promoter goes, oh, that's cool. Polestar.com. says here you only did 300. You just look like an idiot because you can easily verify, unless the promoter don't do their homework. And if the promoter don't do their homework, here's what happens. You get the venue, this big old 2,000 seater. Oh, you sold 1,600. Well, let's get a venue for 2,000 people. You do the night and only 200 people show up. Let me tell you how embarrassing it is to look out into a room that hold 2,000 people, ain't but 200 folks there. From a performer perspective, from a promoter perspective, that promoter just lost $10,000. You think they ever gonna book me again? You think they not gonna tell everybody else around that way? Like, hey, when this nigga come, don't believe nothing they say. I'm burnt. So you don't, like, just, so it behooves everyone to just tell the truth. Now, this is specific to my industry. I know it's super niche, but just tell the truth about it. They gonna find out anyway. However, sometimes you can make the gamble that niggas is not gonna do their research. And guess what? It seems as though it was a pretty good gamble, because he's like, look, can't get me now. I'm already in the seat. You know what I'm saying? So here's the story. If you don't know, I'm pretty sure you have, but I just think there's a few things going on here. First of all, don't hate the player, hate the game, because you know what I'm saying? You look, he got one over. You feel me? But at this point, even though he got one over, we could look at their party and be like, hey, can you, whose man's is this? Can y'all come get your boy here? Like, y'all need to do something about this. And it looks like New York Republicans are starting to do something about it. They starting to demand this man's resignation. They're like, nah, this nigga need to fall back. You got us all looking like herbs out here, right? But it seems as though, oh, they kind of knew that they low key kind of knew some of this math wasn't mathing, but probably gambled like I told you, ain't nobody gonna check. And wondering to me, I'm looking at his, whoever was running against him, why you wasn't like doing your homework, why you ain't do your research, why you ain't run this man's license plate up the flag and be like, hey, nigga, like, you ain't who you say you are. Because if it were me, I was running against him, I would just start running down the thing. Like, can you imagine debating this man that you already know his whole resume is a lie? Like, oh my God, I would just be like, at that point, you get to giggle. You get to be like, hey, so like, start making up names. Hey, so when you was at Citigroup, do you remember Janice? She was dope, right? Like, that was my roommate. She used to work at Citigroup. Oh yeah, she was great. Nigga, I made up Janice. Like, why are you not? That's exactly what I would do. I would do it the whole time. The whole time. I'd be like, oh, Goldman Sachs. Yeah. So, yeah, my uncle used to work. What year was you there? Yeah. No, my uncle John was there. What department? Yeah, that was his department. Was he like, do you remember him? John. Yeah, he was the head of marketing. Just, you know, and be like, yeah, I remember John. I made up John. Like, I would be doing that the whole time. My man said he lost 4 coworkers at the Pulse nightclub shooting. I'm like, yo, what was their names? Word? Yeah. Hey, I was there, homie. What? No, I wasn't there, cuz you making this up. Like, oh my God, I would be doing it every time I talk to this fool. You just, and be like, yo, can y'all get you? Like, at some point, I'd have stopped the whole debate and be like, yo, whose mans is this? Can y'all come get y'all boy? This is too easy. Everything he's saying is cap. I can't even address this nigga. Are you really, your grandma really from the Holocaust? Nigga, your grandma ain't even from the, your grandma ain't really ain't even Jewish like that? She really ain't, you lying about the Holocaust, my nigga? Oh my God, that would be, damn, that'd be so funny.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
But anyway, let's run through it. Okay, so specifics. First term Congressman George Santos ran in Long Island. This nigga won. Why it was so unique? Specifically, which turns out is really not unique. Gay Republican, which is already weird, at least for the general public is concerned. But if you kind of be in that rarefied air, that's not really, especially in New York, like it's not that strange. But biracial, Brazilian and Jewish. Apparently his grandmama fled Austria from trying to get away from the Holocaust. And when he say Brazilian, he mean like black, like I'm black and Jewish. That's the call. And if you're the Republicans, you like, oh, nigga, let's go, turn up. We got a black Jewish Republican gay dude. We need this nigga. My man said his mother was the first female executive at a financial institution who apparently died on 9/11. So this story gets even better. Then my man clarified that, like, well, she was in one of the towers, though, and then died a little later. My man went to this private, like, grade school, is super elite thing, then left there, went to Baruch College, where he was apparently a star volleyball player, won a championship. Then he went on to NYU. Also, all the homies know him as Anthony DeVolder. I like, look, you can change the name. That might be it. He come from money. His family owned properties. His family manages a bunch of properties. He worked at Citigroup, then over at Goldman Sachs. He ran a nonprofit for animals, my nigga. The whole shebang, the whole, like, you cover it all. Turns out his mama died from cancer a few years ago. She wasn't at the thing. Nigga, your grandma did not run from the Holocaust, my nigga. You wanted in Brazil for fraud, my nigga. Ain't no records of you at NYU. You ain't play for Baruch College, no volleyball, my nigga. Ain't no evidence of the damn. Ain't no evidence of you at Citigroup. Niggas just checked in and was just like, oh, we don't, who? Nah, we don't know, homie. I don't know that man. You wasn't at Citigroup, cuz. You wasn't at Goldman Sachs, cuz. Your mama ain't died 9/11. Your granny ain't come from the Holocaust. Nigga, you wanted for fraud in there. Nigga, you from Queens. He from a poor family in Queens. And I don't understand why that story wasn't good enough.
You lied about all this. Y'all, can y'all come get your boy?
Why nobody tell this boy that your backstory good enough already? What the hell is you? What is? Do you understand that the internet exists? Ain't nobody say nothing until the New York Times did what they thought was just a run-of-the-mill fluff story. Just like, oh, here's a new guy. It's interesting. Let's see what's up. Let's see if we could go get some comments about some old coworkers. One of his old roommates, Nick Fan, follow me. One of his old roommates go, yeah, I know George Santos. That nigga owe me $5,000. What? Just, why are you lying? My God, why are you always lying? What is you lying about? I don't understand why this was so important for you to cap like this. Man just made up the whole thing. So now that it's all out and it's hilarious, now the GOP, at least the New York GOP, is like, wait, hold up now. No, this nigga gotta go. Now, the ones in Washington, McCarthy and them, is like,
we kind of need him though. Cause you see how narrow these margins are. We need this nigga.
And listen, let's really put our antennas up. Somebody who's so fraught with, you got a lot on him. So if you McCarthy and them, if you the GOP, you could always run up on him. I wonder if that's what happened with Matt Gaetz and them. When Matt was talking to Kevin McCarthy, when we tried to read their lips as to like what was going on to get that vote, you got to remember, Matt Gaetz homeboy went to jail over them underage girls. So Kevin McCarthy might be like, hey, nigga, get in line or I'm going to tell everybody about you and them little girls. You better start voting. I'm making this up, but I'm making this up. Like, I don't know if that's what he's saying, but I'm saying if my antennas was up, that's what he was talking about. Like, hey, homie, you pushing. You look, you barely here. You want to keep this seat, homeboy? You better start falling in line before I start talking. We all know about you and them little girls. So with George Santos, if I'm Kevin McCarthy, I'm like, hey, homie, you gonna vote exactly how I tell you to vote. Okay? Yo, lying ass. Yo, lying head ass. Look at you. Was you on the moon, nigga? Tell me what it was like on the moon, cuz. Oh, lying ass. Shut up, sit down, and vote for what I tell you to vote. If you Kevin McCarthy, that's what you're doing. At least if it was me, that's what I would be doing. Because it's not like Kevin got any power. This the leverage you got. You got to work with what you got, nigga. Is you look, George. Let us bully you. Because if the Dems get you, oh, you done. You better stay out here in Washington, homie. You can't even go home. You know what I'm saying? Your hood don't love you. They try to kick you out, big dog. You better stay up here in Washington because you can't go back to New York, nigga. You ain't welcome. I don't know what this nigga long game was, but look, you got to think about that. Once you get the position, homie, you got to figure out how to stay in the position, big dog. You can't lie your way into a room that you can't handle to sit at. Listen, everybody want that Maybach till that Maybach need an oil change. Till you need tires for that Maybach, my nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, it's one thing to pay to get in the room. It's another thing to stay in the room, because you can get that Jaguar. You can get it, but can you keep it? You can't spend all your money getting the house. You can't afford to keep it clean, put no furniture in it. That's this. I'm trying to get y'all game, man. Don't be lying on your resume. You can't keep that. Once you got it, you got to keep it. You got to show and prove. Woo-wee! Oh, George, let's see how long you last, homie. He's out here lying. Somebody come get your mans, dog. Y'all better get this boy in line.
what they saying back in your district. Like, some of your folks that voted for you feel like they've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, run amok. You know what I'm saying? Some of them like, look, man, I like old boy. He lying, but let me tell you something. They all liars. Every politician a liar. That's your boy. That's your boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ride for it. Don't matter. I don't know. I hope you're not thinking about re-election, big dog. Cause I don't know what you gonna tell these people. I admire the hustle, though. Hood politics.
Yo, yo, this thing right here was recorded by me, Propaganda, in East Los Boyle Heights, Los Angeles, California. This thing was mixed, edited, mastered, and scored by the one and only Matt Osowski. Y'all, check out this fool's music. I mean, it's incredible. Executive produced by Sophie Lichterman for Cool Zone Media. Man, and thank you for everybody who continue to tap in with us. Make sure you leave in reviews and five-star ratings and sharing it with the homies so we could get this thing pushed up in the algorithm. And listen, I just want to remind you, these people is not smarter than you. If you understand city living, you understand politics. We'll see you next week.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family plus pets in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.